Deborah is on the phone, and she wants to give us some tips on dogs that don't do well in weather. Deborah, you still there?
I am still here. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, good. I have a foster who I'm failing with, so it means I'm going to keep her. She has had a lot of separation anxiety and lots of issues with noises and weather changes. And what I did is take her to a holistic vet, and that has helped tremendously. She's on Chinese herbs, and it really helps to calm her entire system. And I recently actually dropped the dosage down just to save a little bit, and I've noticed that her symptoms are back. So I'm putting it back up to her normal dosage.
Well, I'll give you a call, and you can fill me in on that doctor and the treatment, because we have tried everything. Thank you, Deb.
And we have had lots of things recommended, and we've been through the gamut of experimenting with them, all for this one dog, Bandit. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to find something to calm him down so he could make it through these events. One, it would free me up because I wouldn't have to be there with his head in my lap every time it comes into a monsoon. It's been kind of a ridiculous monsoon season this year with him. But I would love to try that. One of our other dogs is actually on an Oriental herb supplement. So I'm very curious. So let's find out who she deals with and who we might be able to try. Talking about pets this particular hour, one of the topics that comes up a lot when people are landscaping, they contact us at Rosie Wright Remodeling and are contemplating redoing the yard or the backyard, maybe like many of our clients are now empty nesters, and they're converting it from the backyard playground for the children to a backyard resort for the adults and friends that come over for the barbecue evenings and whatnot. Many of them are considering as low a maintenance selection of materials as possible. So the new generation of artificial turf almost enters the conversation every single time we're talking about redoing a backyard. And there's a couple things y'all need to know. That if, in fact, you do have a pet, and that is going to be the pet's area to relieve itself, you need to have specially formulated artificial turf, specially constructed turf, to allow for thorough drainage and cleaning. The other thing you're going to need to know is some artificial turfs are made like carpet, and they're looped, you know, one long string. Loop, 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 loop. Well, if your dog likes to dig and he happens to get one of those strings that, in fact, end up being about 12 feet long and starts unraveling it, he literally can unravel your entire artificial turf area. So you're going to want artificial turf designed for pet use and habitation and comfort. We talk about it often. Even in the artificial turf, you're going to want an opportunity to sprinkle it off, get it wet, hose it off, carefully power wash it with a wand at a significant distance away. But you're going to want to be able to keep it clean. So in shopping, low maintenance artificial turf, as opposed to TIF lawn that needs to be fertilized, watered regularly every day, and mowed, the artificial turf is a definite option. But know you need to get that product designed for pet use and habitation.
Yeah, consult an expert. There's all kinds of stuff you can just buy at the hardware store. But if you want a really nice job, if it's an area you hang out and you want it to look really special, we have Liberty Greens or Easy Turf by Sunburst Landscaping that can help you with that.
Two great experts to coach you through it. So in the next hour, the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to open the phone lines. If you'd like to give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. Answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And we're going to talk a little bit about water heaters. One of the most I don't think they're underappreciated, but they're the most oft ignored and abused largest appliances that you have in your house. So in the upcoming hour, I'm going to do what I can to help you develop a relationship with your water heater.
You love them as long as they work, right?
You love it's them, easy. You know, yeah. you forget about them.
Yeah, until they don't work.
You ignore them until they don't work, and then boy, then it's always
a scramble,
an absolute scramble. So we'll be talking about water heaters and the different options that we have in today's technology as far as heating the water as well as distributing the hot water in, about, and through your house where you're not having to wait for it constantly. That will be the topic we'll open next hour with, but we'll open the lines up for next hour. You can feel free to ring us with any question that you might have.
I do have text questions and email questions, but you know what? We love to talk to you guys, and I know everybody loves to hear the calls answered on air, so give us a call.
And how do they text?
411-923.
Do you have any baseball tickets to give away, or we don't right now, do we?
I'll let you know next hour.
I think they're all... But let me take this minute and invite y'all. Next Saturday, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Pella Experience Center in Gilbert. We'd love to see y'all there.